Significant changes may be in the works for KPFA's parent company, the Pacifica Foundation, depending on the outcome of this month's vote on the organization's bylaws. The election period began last month and ends March 19th. It concerns proposed bylaws that would significantly change the 70-year-old foundation's governance. Under the current bylaws, which were enacted in 2001, Pacifica's board of directors is composed of 22 members elected out of the local station boards, 4 from each station and 2 from the 180-station affiliate network. The proposed new bylaws would replace that system with an 11-member board of directors, with the 5 stations electing a single representative each, who would be joined by 6 at-large directors. The proposed bylaws themselves name 6 individuals who would serve as the first at-large directors, after which they would be chosen by the board of directors itself. The new rules would also increase the term length of the directors from 1 year to 3 years, and they would do away with the local station boards, or LSBs. Bill Fletcher Jr. is the host of Arise on WPFW, Pacifica's Washington, D.C. station. He said that he believes the proposed bylaws are needed because the current board of directors has too many members, and the current system is an untenable way to run any organization.
The current bylaws make the organization, in effect, ungovernable. It's chaotic. It is prone to factionalism. There are engagements regularly that focus less on building Pacifica as a product and network and more on scoring points against other political opponents.
Opponents of the proposed bylaws say that they're anti-democratic. They argue that the new bylaws would severely reduce representation, give more power to the appointed at-large directors than the elected station directors, and severely curtail the voice of staff members. Currently, each local station board is required to maintain a certain number of staff representatives and include a staff delegate to be a part of the National Board of Directors. That practice would end with the dissolution of local station boards, and the proposed bylaws would ban staff members from being nominated to the Board of Directors. Anthony Fest is a former anchor for KPFA News and is currently the producer for Project Censored. Fest said that if accepted, the proposed bylaws would fundamentally damage the Pacifica Foundation's progressive democratic spirit.
Under the new plan, or the replacement plan, that is, there'd only be one representative per station. So that's a huge step back, because if you have only one representative per station, and then there goes representation, there goes the opportunity for contrasting voices to be heard. And I thought that's what the network should really be about.
Susan DeSilva is a member of KPFA's local station board and is a member of the Pacifica Restructuring Project that devised the proposed bylaws. She said that the current system is already undemocratic, as regular members have no way of voting for the National Board of Directors, but can only vote for their local board members. She also said that the local board elections have become overly contentious and factionalized, and winning a seat now involves spending thousands of dollars or arranging partisan slates. DeSilva said that the proposed bylaws might have less representation, but it would be more direct.
You may think that that sounds less democratic when there are less people, but in fact, I think that the democracy will be enhanced by the electorate voting for that person directly to go onto the board instead of voting for someone local, for a local group that will then elect to the board.
But Fest said that partisanship is an inevitable part of democratic elections.
You could call slates, you could call them parties. That's, I think every country that has free elections also has parties, because people of similar views tend to come together and develop platforms. It would be perhaps unheard of if in a political environment, every individual is elected as an individual. You know, people want to know what they're voting for.
The bylaw changes are being proposed in response to the Pacifica Foundation's current financial situation. According to a report by the LA Times, around the year 2000, roughly when Pacifica first enacted the current bylaws, the foundation was generating around $11.5 million of income, with expenses of a little less than $11 million. A 2017 audit of the foundation found it had accumulated an operating deficit of $4.6 million and owed more than $8.2 million. In 2018, the foundation took out an emergency loan of around $3.25 million to cover back rent to the Empire State Building for the broadcasting antenna of WBAI, Pacifica's New York station. While the loan allows for interest-only payments through the middle of the year, starting this June, the foundation will have to start paying down the principal loan itself, followed by a balloon payment of the remaining balance in 2021. The foundation put up the buildings of KPFA, KPFK in Los Angeles, and KPFT in Houston as collateral for that loan. Pacifica does not currently have the assets or income to pay back the loan. Christina Huggins is the current chair of KPFA's local station board. She said that she is concerned by the fact that the current board of directors has had plenty of time to address the crisis, but seems incapable of doing so.
The bylaws say that each station shall be as self-sustaining as possible. Well, that has not happened, and there's been a couple that have been not self-sustaining for over 10 years. And the board has not taken any action that has been successful at correcting that trajectory. And I think that that is what a sound financial decision on a part of a nonprofit worth a lot of money should be taking under consideration.
Those against the proposed bylaws argue that changing the governance does nothing to directly address the Pacifica Foundation's financial problem. Marilyn Langlois is the vice chair of KPFA's local station board. She said that the current board at least has experience with Pacifica's situation. A new board wouldn't even have that.
There's no guarantee that this new proposal would do any better dealing with the financial situation than what we have now. The challenge I see is some of the new unelected board members have no experience with broadcast journalism, with the finances of an organization like Pacifica, which is a member organization and has five stations, you know, over 200 affiliates. And don't really have much history with the station. So they'd be kind of starting from scratch, and they might even do worse than we're currently doing.
De Silva said that financial collapse is imminent, and the current board is too large and factionalized to put together a rescue plan. She said that the bylaws vote is a choice between the possibility of a new board that might be able to save Pacifica or the certainty that the current board will continue to fail to act.
I don't know for sure that the new board will be able to solve the problems, but I believe that these are people who can look carefully at the situation, really analyze what the situation is, and then try to do something to fix it instead of doing nothing.
Langlois conceded that Pacifica's financial situation is grim and that its current governance system imperfect. But she said that what is needed is reform, not a complete overhaul of the system.
I'm not saying that everything about the current bylaws is perfect. I think there could be some changes, but this is not the way to make those changes. The current proposal was made by a few people behind closed doors, and then it was presented and promoted pretty much as a fait accompli. And instead, I think we should have a very open process, perhaps starting with the bylaws convention, you know, inviting all Pacifica listener members to participate and to have a follow up with an open meetings and an open process for actually coming up with needed improvements to our governance system. But don't throw out the whole baby with the bath.
Carol Travis is one of the Pacifica members who worked on the proposed bylaws. She said that reform isn't the answer, as the current bylaws are prohibitively difficult to amend. Amending the bylaws requires a majority vote of the 22 directors of the National Board, in addition to a majority vote of all the delegates of at least three local station boards. Travis pointed out that the current bylaws have never been amended since first being enacted.
They haven't gotten anything through since 2002 when these were put in place because they're impossible to amend. The bylaws that we're putting in place are possible to amend. It's really not a big deal. You just need two-thirds of the board to vote, and if it impacts membership rights, then a membership vote. The other thing takes layers and layers and layers, and none of the bylaws that have been submitted have made it through the gridlock, through the, you know, whatever you call it when you're trying to, through the rat's maze of requirements for amending.
Daniel Borgstrom is a member of KPFA's local station board. He said that a no vote on the proposed bylaws would be a vote to protect Pacifica's most cherished values.
If we can't make a democratic system work here, then what's the use of it? We at this radical radio station should be an example for making democracy work. I just cannot see giving it up.
Bill Fletcher Jr. said that he believed a yes vote was a vote for Pacifica's continued survival.
We don't have endless time, and we don't have endless money. And there is no guarantees that Pacifica will come out of this standing. And I don't mean come out of this in the sense of come out of this political dispute. I mean come out of its crisis. I believe that the proponents of the bylaws changes are offering the best option in the midst of the crisis. Not necessarily the best option overall in an ideal world, but the best option in a period of crisis.
In addition to changes in governance, the new bylaws would increase the listener-sponsor annual membership contribution from a choice between $25 a year or 3 hours of volunteer service up to $50 a year or 15 hours of volunteer service. Pacifica contributors who have not yet received a ballot can request a paper or electronic ballot at elections.pacifica.org. Ballots must be received before 11:59 p.m. EST on March 19th. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.